Farm labor? What farm labor? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Across the Camas Prairie area this year, farmers have been harvesting wheat, and Eric Hasselstrom seems pretty upbeat, at least in terms of his crop.
The yields were decent, and the test weight was good. We cut some white wheat in Craigmont, and I haven't got the grades back on it. Now we're over here at Winchester, and it's just barely dry enough to cut here, but we're just trying to chew through all the harvest and get in the bend before the next rainstorm.
But he's not going to have a whole lot of help beating that precipitation. As it turns out, Hasselstrom and his wife Sheila were forced to do double duty this season just in order to get the wheat crop in.
The labor issue is huge. It's getting to be where getting help for seasonal, let alone full-time help, is getting almost impossible. Just like today here at harvest, people are back to school and there's just not the people around to run it, and I have to park one of the combines to drive truck.
You heard that right. The Idaho harvest season is full on, and yet there are no workers. Wages are up, profit margins thin. In Idaho, farmers now want Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform and extend a visa program to help fill these jobs.
I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.